USA News. I'm Tim Berg. As protests continue to lock down universities across the country, House Speaker Mike Johnson is announcing the expansion of a House investigation into anti-Semitism on college campuses.
We will not allow anti-Semitism to thrive on campus, and we will hold these universities accountable for their failure to protect Jewish students on campus. And that's why today we're here to announce a house-wide effort to crack down on anti-Semitism on college campuses.
The Education and Workforce Committee will lead the initial investigation. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is continuing his Middle East visit with a stop in Jordan to meet with King Abdullah and other Jordanian officials, as well as residents of Gaza who escaped the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Blinken says their top priority is getting a deal done for a ceasefire and the release of hostages.
The Israelis have put a strong proposal on the table. They've demonstrated that they're willing to compromise. And now it's on Hamas. And no more delays, no more excuses. The time to act is now.
The Biden administration is working on a plan to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The move would make it much easier to buy and sell pot and make the multi-billion dollar industry more profitable. Prices at the gas pumps appear to be holding steady. AAA reporting the nationwide average remains $3.65 a gallon. That's a penny cheaper than from a week ago, but still 12 cents more than a month ago. California drivers continue to pay the most at the pump with an average of $5.39 a gallon. Meanwhile, the lowest average price is found in Mississippi at $3.09. NBC's Peacock streaming service will see a price hike just before the Summer Olympics. The monthly subscription fee for Peacock Premium will jump $2 to $7.99 starting July 18th for new subscribers. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Testimony is resuming in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City. Trump is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in order to hide money payments. This as a New York judge ruled on Tuesday that Trump violated the gag order against him and fined him $9,000 in total. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley is no fan of that gag order.
They weren't asking for jail time. The threat is lingering out there. The judge wanted to put this Damocles sword dangling over his head. It's there, and the thread's getting thinner, and that's basically what the judge is saying. Unfortunately, I don't think the judge has re-examined his order.
Working from home became extra important during the pandemic, but some Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill are worried about federal employees working remotely in 2024. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman questioned Office Management and Budget Director Jason Miller at a hearing on the House Oversight Committee and Accountability.
Are you satisfied if management only comes in half the time?
Our focus is making sure that agencies have policies that are geared towards performance. If being in person more for the management team improves their performance, that's exactly what they should do.
Jason Kelsey is joining ESPN's pregame show Monday Night Countdown. Kelsey, who announced his retirement in March after 13 years of playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, received interest from multiple networks who wanted him to join their programs. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.